So, you want to start a podcast? Let's talk about it. You're listening to the Do the Brave Thing Online Business Podcast, where it is my soul and soul's mission to make sure that we can help make your business profitable in a way that isn't going to leave you feeling burnt out or like you are a giant sellout. Because honestly, there's a lot of garbage going on right now in the online business space, and we want to make sure that you stand out and that you are not second guessing yourself all of the time. So, sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and do the brave thing together. What is up, my Do the Brave Thing home slices? Kate Doster of katedoster.com. And as always, I am super excited to be in your ear holes today. Today's episode is a listener's question all about starting a podcast and what advice did I have? What did I wish I'd known when I had started? And all of those juicy bits. But I wanted to let you know that this episode is actually brought to you by my brand new super secret podcast. So if you go ahead and you DM me the super secret password, which is the word secret, over at Kate_Doster on Instagram. There'll be a link in the show notes. I will send you a link so you can start listening to my brand new private secret podcast, The Alignment Era, where it is part personal development, part self-exploration, and all just vibes about what I am doing to make sure that I am strutting into year 40, which is happening November 4th, in as much alignment as possible in my life and in my business. And just if you love behind the scenes stuff, if you love personal development, if you love mindset and manifestation and all of those sorts of things, and you yourself have been on a personal journey to just make your life feel like it fits you better, then I highly, highly suggest you head on over to Instagram, Kate_Doster. Send me a DM that says the word secret or secrets. I'll put it for both. And my Kate bot will send you a link so you can listen right in your favorite podcast player where you're listening to this bad boy. So, y'all, this week's episode, like I was hinting at, was a listener's question, which you can get your questions answered by heading on over to katedoster.com/ask. There's a link for that in the show notes as well. So this question is about how to start a podcast. They actually had asked if I have a course or a masterclass on podcasting since I've been doing this for a while. And I don't yet, and I very well might expand upon this episode and create a mini course, because why not? I have a lot to say on podcasting, but I figured, why not just gonna, let her hang out for a while? We will answer her questions here. So the very first thing when it comes to starting a podcast is you need to realize, where does podcasting actually fit in an ecosystem? A podcast, 9 times out of 10, is not a lead or discoverability platform. This isn't the way that you're going to get a whole bunch of brand new eyeballs or earballs on your stuff. Podcasting, especially in the business-to-business space, is more of a nurturing tool. Now, I'm not saying that if you are outside of this, which 1000%, if you are in a different niche or a hobby, or maybe you just want to start a podcast where you're just chilling with your friends talking about what it's like to be 30-year-old and a mom, or you're going to relive your favorite, television episodes, all that great sort of stuff, 100% you can do a pop culture type of a podcast. But when you are an online business owner, you usually want to make sure your podcast is relevant to the things that you are teaching about, the things that you are helping people with. And there's just not a lot of discoverability that comes with podcasting. So the people that you're going to see that have podcasts that are hugely successful right off the bat, 9 times out of 10, are coming with a giant audience that they're already a part of, right? So if somebody is a main player in, say, BookTok over in TikTok land, when they start a podcast, they could see huge download numbers. Now, I believe I got the stat from, I think it was from Jason Zook, I could be completely wrong, where he said, like, where podcasting tends to dump off is about 1,000 listens per episode. And if you can break that barrier, you are doing exceptionally, exceptionally well. So if you are brand new to business, if you're like, I hate blogging, I don't want to get dressed up for a video, like, it's the worst, I'm just going to do podcasting, realize that you are going to have to do a lot of hustling at the beginning, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to do at the end of this episode to get your podcast in front of people, to have it be a lead generator. A podcast is more of a nurture aspect, especially if you work one-on-one. Like, if you are a coach in any type of field, I highly, highly recommend that you start a podcast, because if people are physically having you in their body because they're listening to you in their ear holes, it is going to be such a relationship builder and driver. That's one thing that I wish that I had learned. Again, you don't have a lot of SEO going for you. And again, we're going to talk about how to make you more discoverable towards the end of this episode, but I just wanted to, like, let you know that you're going to have to put in some effort. You can't necessarily rely on Google, on Pinterest, on all of those other places that you were with a blogger, on the YouTube algorithm to get you out there. You're going to have to put in the good old elbow grease. It's not possible, and you could hit it big, but you are going to have to do it. The next thing, of course, is figuring out really the name of your show and the cover art. Just make sure that it's easy to say out loud, so it's not like the Rural Juror from 30 Rock. All my 30 Rock people just laughed, and that's why I love you guys. You want to make sure that it's something that you can easily say, easily repeatable, and because you're going to be promoting it on other social media platforms and, spoiler, on other podcasts, and we'll talk about that, you're going to want to make sure that's something easy to say. Do the brave thing. Pretty easy to say. Do the brave thing. Online business podcast. It's a lot. But when we had the former name of our show, so realize that you can change the name of your show. We used to be Inbox Besties because all I talked about was email marketing. So that made sense and people got it. They were being friends with people in the inbox. When I wanted to talk about other things like podcasting, like mindset, like passive income, it was kind of a bit of a stretch. And so we went ahead and we changed the name to the podcast. So you can change the name to the podcast and your same people should still be able to listen. They'll just see, honestly, some new cover art, which, spoiler, you're just going to create that in Canva. Make sure you have a really nice picture of yourself. If you want to do a background of an icon, we had that for a very long time when it was Inbox Besties. But I do really think, especially because you guys are using this as a business growth and leadership tool, have a picture of your face just somewhere. It can be an action shot. Again, Canva, if you just search for podcast cover art, is going to give you the proper dimensions. It's just so, so important. Again, if you need help naming it, you can always go over, we call him Chad, but you can go to ChatGPT, tell him who your audience is, what your vibes are, what you're going for, if you want some alliteration, some ideas that you have, and just see what it spouts out, and you might be able to create your podcast, you know, with Chad, if you will. So that's just sort of like the intro again, realizing this is more of a nurture tool rather than a growth tool, especially at this stage of the game, but it doesn't mean that it's impossible. Like I said, we'll talk about ways to grow at the end. What are you going to need tool-wise? You are going to need a separate podcast host. So you can't use something like SiteGround or whoever you're using your website. You are going to need a separate host. You can use something like Podbean. We used them for a while. We left them for two reasons. The biggest one being they are randomly sticking ads on my podcast and I hated it. The other reason is I found out that Hello Audio was a thing and I have a lot of my courses. I have my private secret podcast over on Hello Audio. And it turns out that they have public-facing podcasts too. So it made no sense to pay for two tools that are doing the same thing. Podbean, to my knowledge at the time, didn't offer the private podcasting capabilities. And trust me, once you start podcasting, you're going to want a lot of that stuff. And again, I put a lot of my courses. We definitely have all of our workshops in there. We have some audio-only courses that we've done like part of our CEO series. I love audio. It is my absolute favorite medium because I am a talker and I don't, you know, like, talking in anything but a hoodie and a blanket. So I'm not really a video person so much. So you are going to need a podcast host. Again, Hello Audio is a little bit more expensive because it does have that amazing feature of being able to have that private podcast, which you can sell directly with Hello Audio. It integrates well with Thrivecart. So again, you can sell it for a course. I use the private podcast as well for answering questions that my students have for collaboration cash-in. So I love it. I absolutely love it. It's so great. So you can use it for so many things. So Hello Audio, 100%. It is worth its weight in gold if you are audio-based and your audience tends to be very audio-based, right? So the next thing that you're going to need, and that's truly, you're going to need that, and you're going to need a voice recorder of some sort. You can use Zoom. I know a lot of people that do that, especially podcast interviews, which we'll talk about another piece of tools if you're going to be having guests to definitely have, but you can record your own episodes in Zoom. The thing that you're not going to be able to do with Zoom is you're not going to be able to edit it. So it's kind of like a one-hit wonder style thing. A free editing software, which I believe works on both Mac and Microsoft, but definitely check it out because it's been a while, and called Audacity. So you can use that. So you can, again, record your audio on Zoom. You'll be able to have your notes. We're going to talk about creating content in a second, but you can have your notes for your podcast episode. Record your Zoom, download it, it's good to go. If you want to have slightly higher audio quality and you're going to be interviewing people, then Zencastr is definitely something to look into because the audio there is crisper, very, very crisp. So like I said, you probably do want something to edit your software so it doesn't have to be one and done, but maybe you are doing this as more of a casual, like just like stream of consciousness thing. You don't need to necessarily have an intro or an outro music or any of that. So maybe you don't need an editing software. So path of least resistance, my friend, just something for your audio. And then again, I would suggest probably something to edit it if you are going to need it. This is one of these nice to haves, but since we were just talking about intros and outros, if you want to have an intro, make sure that it is short. Like there's a podcast that I used to listen to and it was 2 minutes long. And I'm not talking like ads were playing. I'm talking like She just would not be quiet. And like, luckily she got our business coach and she realized that I should trim it down to about 15 seconds or less. But like, it was like, come on, dude. Like, just fast forward. So again, you don't need to necessarily spend the money to have like a special intro song. You can if you want to. I just record mine live every time I'm doing this now, but we used to have pre-recorded audios at the start. And again, I do think that it's, you know, important to maybe like introduce yourself or things that you're going to be talking about. Since I always say, what's up guys, katedoster.com, I don't need that in my intro. But if I wanted to talk a little bit more about myself, I really just think in that intro, it should just be the name of the show and what people are going to get out of it. Just, and then get to the point as much as humanly possible. In the outro, that's where I like to have my call to action and some music in the background. I got my background music from Pond 5. So you can go to katedoster.com/pond, then the number 5. Right next to it, there's a link in the show notes. Right now, at the time of this recording, I don't know when this is ending, guys, they are offering 50% off your first order. The music ranges anywhere from like $30, so you can get for like 15 bucks, to like, I think 50. Do not use free music that you find on the internet. Do not use free music that you can find in the YouTube free music library, because it usually does not have rights for podcasting. Podcasting is a whole different ballgame. Everything from Pond 5, you will not be able to get arrested for using it as your background music, okay? So just don't just pull something from somewhere that's like free royalty-free music. No. Buy it, okay? Buy it. So the investments that you're going to have to make are your podcasting host, if you need that editing software. You are definitely, if you decide that you want to have intro and outro music, that can be another investment. The other thing, of course, is a microphone. If you still have a wired set of headphones or you have a lapel mic, maybe from creating audio for, you know, Reels or TikTok, you're like one of those people that hold the microphone up to your face, which is nice, you can 1000% use that. I use the Blue Snowball microphone forever. And then with my Amex card, I get a free Dell credit. And I used it to upgrade to a Yeti. So I'm using a Blue Yeti. I will have a link in the show notes to my Amazon store, which has all the tech and software and all the stuff that I use. I also use something called a pop filter because I am very plosive with my P's. So I just think that it makes my audio sound a lot better. You know, could I have, you know, more soundproofing? Could I have less hard surfaces? Could I record this under a blanket? Probably. But I don't. I just, I got my little plosive protector here, and that's about it. That's what I have for audio. But again, we want to make sure that the audio sounds good. The biggest issue is when you're interviewing someone, you want to make sure that your voice and their voice is at the same audio level. So if you're just recording on Zoom or Zencaster, that usually does it automatically and you don't have to worry about it. But there have been podcasts that I have not listened to ever again because their audio was like, they were screaming and their guests sounded like this. And I couldn't handle it. So audio quality does matter, but probably not as much as you think. Again, if you are sort of already well known in your space and your leadership, and maybe you are going to make this like literally name like Walking with Tom, right? Or the Coffee Thoughts with Bill, Lena, I guess, because we don't really have a lot of male presenting audience members here. Then they're going to kind of know that's like, oh, they're on a walk. So I'm obviously going to hear background noises. I might hear them breathe heavy into their microphone. Like, I understand the audio quality I'm getting. And sometimes if you have to record in your car, you have to record in your car, but just let them know this isn't typical of how it's going to be. I do think audio quality does matter, right? It just does. So the last thing, so again, we talked about host, microphone, you need some type of sound recording software, definitely some type of editing software I think can truly, truly help. But if you want to be one hit wonder or stream of consciousness, more power to you. On intro music, /outro music, if you want to have it. Again, that's just a superlative nice to have. And then the last thing that you're going to need if you are going to have guests is some type of scheduling software. So we use TidyCal. I got that free, I'll be honest, from AppSumo. I know Zoom just came out with their own calendar version. I don't know if that's free or paid or not. Acudia. The thing that you need to make sure can have happen, and I don't know if Zoom calendar can do this, is you need to be able to ask things like, what's your name? What's your bio? Link to your freebies, because you want to be able to put those things in the show notes. You also need them to be able to upload their headshot. So for example, with TidyCal, it didn't have an upload file feature as one of the questions. So we had to put a question that was required for people to answer that they had to upload, you know, a picture to the special Dropbox folder that I created. So again, you want to make sure you're getting their headshots, because when we talk about promotional strategies in a couple of seconds, We'll say a couple of minutes. You want to be able to actually create graphics with people's faces on there. You're not going back and forth asking them for their bio or hunting it down on their website. You want to make it as easy as possible. Another question, if you are deciding you're going to have guests, and you can decide, do you want to do a mix of guests, like we have them sporadically? Do you want to do solo episodes? All that sort of stuff, which gets into really our next bit of stuff, and that is your content sort of creation calendar. Figure out how often you are going to post. Now, when you launch your podcast, you're going to have more episodes than you typically would, and we'll talk about that in the promo section. But for your content calendar, I would suggest don't post more than once a week. If I'm being completely honest with you, I know you might want to do it twice a week, and I think that once you get into the groove for a while, 1000% test out for a season, and that's one of my wish I had known better, do seasons of episodes, do that. Okay. What I don't want you to do is to get all excited and then all burnt out and then you miss uploads and miss uploads and miss uploads and miss uploads. Like, we don't necessarily want that to happen again. I will take seasons. So, like, I'll let people know we're taking, you know, our 3 week break, our 4 week break. We'll be back here. So, it's perfectly okay to have seasons. But I say start with once a week. Again, maybe you're going to do one guest episode per month and then the other three are solo. Maybe it's going to be every other. Maybe it's just going to be a mixture of the two. But I think you can handle 4 episodes at once. So that's my personal suggestion, is once a week, same date and time. If you can handle it, I think will work really, really well, especially when you're first starting out, so you can establish yourself, your brand, people know what's going on. Okay. The other thing when it comes to creating your content calendar, and you can do this in Notion, which I really like. You can do this in Trello, however you want to do it. Just coming up with the general topics that you're going to talk about for that month. If you want to have a themed month in your head, you can. If you want to have themed weeks, like, okay, so like, you know, the first week I want to talk about mindset, second week let's talk about email, third week let's do a listener question, fourth let it be an interview, right? You can 100% do that if those parameters make it easy for your brain. If you know that you are going to be launching, say, in May, then you probably want to have some topics that have to do with the thing that you're going to be selling in May. Sometimes I know all of my ADHD people just took an audible gasp because we don't know what we're doing past tomorrow for the most part. I don't want you to hold back, like, oh, like I can't promote a podcast episode because I don't know what I'm going to be promoting, all of that. It's all right. Even if you promote one of your other products, and that's one of those key things when you're doing podcasts, make sure you always have your own self-sponsor of the episode. Talk about it. You can do your own ads and commercials. We've had those in the past. Sometimes I throw them in there. Sometimes I don't. You want to make sure that you're talking about other ways that people can hang out with you besides the podcast. Because while podcast listeners don't necessarily sign up for email lists very often, they love to buy things because they hang out with you all the time and you're besties. So you've got that parasocial relationship. So again, figure out again your episodes for the month. Like I said, it should be 4, and then batch record them. So basically the first week of the month, you can do that, or maybe the last, or even if you just batch record 2 episodes at a time, you never necessarily want to be in that cycle where, oh my goodness, it's Wednesday and I'm supposed to post and I need to record a podcast episode. I have no idea what to talk about, no idea what to promote, nothing's connected to anything. I can't mention what's coming up. You want to try to avoid that if you can. So batch recording just means you sit down and one day you're just going to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk your face off. Same thing if you are going to have guests. I vote that you have 1 month that is dedicated to batch recording as many guest episodes as you can. Maybe if you have the social battery, try to make it a week where it's like you're going to like pitch people to be on your show and be like, well, we're doing all of the guest recordings the 2nd to the 15th. Here's a link to book your time. You're going to book at least a half hour in between them all, probably 45 minutes to give your voice a chance to relax. And so that way you can, you know, go in, read a little bit more about the person, prepare your questions, that type of scenario. But you want to bang them out. You 1000% want to bang it out. This was a question that she had asked too, is do I script my episodes? I 100% do not script my episodes because you can tell when people are reading off a piece of paper. It's just weird. However, what I do in Notion, because I love Notion, is I will have like a general outline of bullet points and things that I want to hit because, one, it's less editing, and two, I won't stop to be like, oh my goodness, like that was rambling and it was awful and like it's not even worth editing. Just restart. So as a time saver, 100%, I would say outline your episodes with your main points that you are going to be talking about. And again, if you always have to be like, oh, I forgot to say this, you can always just say that. So that's what happens there. So again, we got all the text and tools. Realizing that this is more of a nurture tool, definitely have yourself, your freebie, your program, your stuff sponsor your episodes. Again, actual sponsorships will come later on and down the line when you actually have a lot of listenership, when it is loyal, and you can choose whether or not you want to have those or not. Again, if you're a pop culture icon, you're probably going to start off with sponsors after your first couple of episodes, but even then, they're not going to just rely on your name. They're usually going to want to actually have some data from your podcast player to have it. So like I said, I would rather be my own sponsor for stuff, or if somebody wanted to, that I was an affiliate for, like say if Faith Mariah was ever like, I want to buy an ad on your podcast, I would 1000% do that because I'm an affiliate of her. I love her stuff. She's amazing. So like, yay, Faith Mariah. Okay. So the last thing when it comes to podcasting, and this is probably the most important, though you would think audio quality and great content, which it is, calls to action, super important as well, is your promotional calendar. And this is going to be a constant thing to promote because, like I had mentioned at the very beginning, podcasts do not have a very discoverability type of a platform, okay? So what you want to do, especially at the beginning, you want to record up to 4 episodes, and one of them can be like a trailer if you want to, but make sure there's 3 really good episodes. One of them can be a guest if you want, and you can sometimes rely on your guest to promote, but I don't think that I would rely on that all of the time. Usually if you tag them in social, they'll reshare, but to get somebody to usually send a solo email about your episode is gonna be slim to none. Obviously, you're gonna create them graphics. You can definitely create them some swipe copy about their episode. You're gonna share with them their link. So again, you're hoping that they are promoting it to them. But what you can do with your guest stuff is, say if you have somebody that's really notable or really interesting, if you're on Zoom, and this is why I like it a little bit better than Zencastr, you can clip the video and create it into a reel, create it into a TikTok, especially if they're saying something really inspiring. Maybe you're gonna throw some trending audio that's like dun, 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 behind it, right? And so you have that chance to go viral. And again, the end of it is always gonna say like, listen to this over here. So you're going to want to make sure, like I said, when you're launching this bad boy, you have at least 3 episodes on there, okay? And one of them can be a trailer, which is just like, here's what we're gonna talk about, here's a little bit about me. And then we want amazing content episodes, me, whatever you want them to be about. You're going to upload those to your podcast player. Your podcast player is going to show you exactly how to get your podcast episodes that first time into Apple, into Spotify, into all those other places, into the podcast players. Now, it can take up to 3 weeks, I believe, for Apple to approve your podcast, just so you know. So don't necessarily tell everyone I'm launching this on May 1st. You're gonna kind of wanna sort of wait, like let people know it's coming, ask them questions that they wanna have, let them vote on the cover, and then let them know, you'll tell them when it is ready for everyone to listen to. And you can just be honest that you're waiting on Apple to be able to officially launch this bad boy. So definitely make it an event. People need to be excited for your podcast. And even if you've been podcasting for a while, like I've decided that I want more excitability around this. So you're going to see I'm going to be using some of these tactics as well, because I've had this for so long. Sometimes I forget that not a lot of people listen to the podcast. Not like a lot, but not everybody listens to the podcast. So definitely, definitely, definitely have those 3 in the tank. Definitely be asking your audience questions, feature it, talk about it, show yourself behind the scenes on your IG stories. All of that great stuff is definitely going to be helping you to be able to grow your podcast when it comes to this. The next thing when it comes to growing and promoting your podcast is to get yourself on other people's podcasts. So the second that you decide that you want to do a podcast, you should be pitching other podcasts that take guests. You should be reaching out to any friends, acquaintances that you have made. If you've been in any bundles, if you've hosted any bundles, if you've been in any summits, if you've hosted any summits, reach out to those people. See if they have a podcast, if they take guests, and ask if you can be on there. The number one way to grow a podcast, because you can't necessarily rely on discoverability or virality, if we're just being completely honest, is to be on other people's podcasts. And when they ask, and do you want to pitch anything to our audience? At the end, you are going to pitch your podcast. In your intro, when they say, hey, can you go ahead and introduce yourself? First thing out of your mouth, hey, everybody, I am Kate Doster, and I host the Do the Brave Thing online business podcast, and I am blank. Talk about your podcast when you're on other people's podcasts. That is so exciting, right? Maybe you have relationships with friends that they don't have a podcast, but maybe you can ask them if you could do just a special pitch tree workshop where technically you're pitching your podcast. I don't know. You can figure something out when it comes to that. Anytime you have an episode come out, you can 100% create a reel, again, based on, say, the audio or the video. But maybe you can make it a little bit more interesting where you're giving away a couple of tips and tricks that you talk about in the episode. But for more, go and check the link on the bio. Or if you're using ManyChat, or as I call it, the Kate bot, if you're using ManyChat, it can be like, you know, comment 252 down below here, and I will send you the link to listen to the episode. So definitely make sure that you're not just like plastering, like, you know, the name of your episode and a stagnant image on Instagram and expecting people to go listen to the podcast, it probably won't happen. You're going to have to create some type of content around it to then have the call to action to be to listen to the podcast. But definitely play around with it as well. Make sure that you're sending solo emails about it. That's something that I'll be honest, I've been very bad about. Usually I will mix it in, sometimes I won't. And I think that we are going to be testing out sending out solo emails, I think probably on Tuesdays, we'll see, about the podcast because I normally send on Fridays. Who knows, maybe Friday might be the one that's about the podcast and Tuesday is like my normal newsletter, right? So definitely tell your current audience, talk about it. Make sure there's a banner on your website that's talking about it, maybe a slide in that is talking about it. You want to be talking about this everywhere when you are first starting out, especially if this is going to be your main form of content creation. Get inside of podcast host Facebook groups where a lot of them will help look for guests. They will let you post if you are looking for guests, to be a guest, all of that, obviously follow their rules. Another last tip on what you can do, two things, especially for when you are first launching, but honestly, anytime you're like, God, ratings have not been great, because once you get to that 1,000 listener episode per mark, it's a lot harder to break through the next ceiling. To get to like the 5,000 can be ridiculously hard, is you can ask for reviews, because that will actually prove to things like Apple, like, hey, this is actually really great. So if somebody is getting a lot of 5-star reviews and they're listening to a different podcast, say like, and this probably wouldn't happen, but like say they're listening to Amy Porterfield's Online Business Made Easy podcast, right? If I'm getting a lot of reviews and I'm getting more downloads and an uptick, it might show up in other podcasts you'd be interested in, right? Or a new and noteworthy if this is at the beginning. So definitely have a review contest. Make this super simple. Have them leave a rating and review, make them take a screenshot of it and then email it to you. And then you can send them a coupon code. If you're like, Kate, I 1000% do not want to have to reply back individually to people, although I think that you should, because again, building up your audience, grassroots matters, you can probably set up a form, say on Airtable, where people can submit, you know, their name, their email address, a picture of their review. That's super important. A picture of their review. And then guess what? On the thank you page, you can have the special discount code that they can use to, you know, claim one of your items that you sell at low cost for free. You're like, but Kate, I have nothing to give away. Think of something that, you know, while I would love for you to be able to give away something to absolutely everyone, I think that's the best possible way. If you need to run more like a sweepstakes type of scenario, like say that you're all about productivity, so you're going to give away your favorite planner, you're going to give away a set of pens and maybe like one other item, if you will, then like you can have that like be an entry form where, you know, 5 lucky people or 2 lucky people are going to do this. But if you can, I would highly suggest just giving away one of your lower cost items that you have, or honestly, maybe create a lower cost item to be able to give away. Now, don't let that stop you from creating and launching your podcast, but maybe there's a special podcast episode. Oh, if you're on Hello Water, you could do this. If there's a special podcast episode that you want to create or something that's big and juicy like this one, because this one is huge, right? I could 100% say if you leave a rating and review of the Do the Brave Thing Online Business podcast and send me a picture, and then I'll tell you how to send me that picture, I will give you a special coupon code to be able to get my special audio course, whatever it's called, right? So it could just be a really juicy episode that you were going to as a podcast and now you're going to save as a reward for people. And Hello Audio will let you create that private link and you'll be good to go. And I think that they do have coupon codes, so that way it looks like it was always supposed to be paid. And guess what? You could sell it as something to be paid too. So exciting. So again, that is our huge crash course. It was 30 minutes long to be able to help you launch your podcast. If you have a listener's question, I know this one was a big beefy one. And at some point, if you guys are interested, let me know over on Instagram, Kate_Doster, if you really would like me to go more in depth, if you really would like an actual course on creating podcasts and you'd like to hear it from me in particular, I think that that's key. Let me know. And that could be definitely something that we start creating in the future for you guys. And that is it for me today. As always, I appreciate you so super much. Make sure you've hit subscribe if somebody shared this with you and you're like, I'm digging this Kate person. And again, DM me the code secret if you want in on my secret private podcast. And I will see y'all next week.
Well, look at that, action taker. You made it all the way to the end. Kudos to you. So if you want to keep this Do the Brave Thing momentum going, because let's be real, sure, listening to a 25 to 30 minute podcast can definitely get you amped, but what are you going to do the rest of the week? Make sure you're following me over on Instagram, Kate_Doster. There's a link in the bio. And if you absolutely love this episode, it would be fantastic if you could leave us a rating and review or share a screenshot and tag us on your Instagram stories. I'll see you next week. Later days.